EU's largest Russia sanctions yet escalate crypto evasion. Crackdown, the European Union is preparing what it describes as its largest set of measures against Russia to date, and crypto sits closer to the center of the package than in any prior round. According to CoinDesk's policy desk, the new measures escalate the bloc's response to crypto sanctions evasion, expanding the scope of what counts as a circumvention rail and tightening obligations on exchanges and intermediaries that touch Russian flows. This is a continuation, not a starting point. Previous EU rounds already banned providing crypto wallet, account, and custody services to Russian residents above defined thresholds and added specific exchanges and OTC desks to the bloc's restrictive measures list. The new package treats those earlier rules as a floor rather than a ceiling. As of April 27, 2026, BTC trades at $77,088 and ETH at $2,320, with the broader market drifting in a neutral fear and greed reading of 44. So the announcement lands into a market that is paying attention to policy rather than chasing price. What the new escalation targets? The framing in Brussels has shifted from sanctioning specific Russian crypto firms to attacking the connective tissue around them. The CoinDesk report flags that the new package broadens enforcement against entities helping Russian counterparties move value through crypto, including exchanges willing to accept rerouted onboarding and stablecoin issuers whose tokens end up flowing through restricted corridors. Two themes stand out. First, the EU is widening the definition of who is on the hook when sanctioned funds touch crypto rails, pushing responsibility further down the chain to platforms that may have taken comfort in jurisdictional distance. Second, the bloc is leaning harder on stablecoin liquidity, where most cross-border crypto value actually moves. Tether and other dollar tokens have repeatedly surfaced in Russian payment workflows for sanctioned trade, and EU officials have signaled they want the on and off ramps for those tokens treated as critical infrastructure rather than a peripheral concern. Why the timing matters? The escalation arrives alongside US enforcement activity in the same area. Earlier this month, US authorities froze $344 million in crypto tied to Iran, a separate sanctions theater, but the same underlying playbook: trace stablecoin flows, freeze on platforms that comply, and publicly name the wallets and entities that won't. Brussels appears to be aligning closer to that posture for Russia, where the EU has more direct economic exposure than Washington. For Russian users still inside the perimeter, the practical surface area for getting value in or out has been shrinking for nearly 2 years. Card programs in particular have been an early casualty, with major Western issuers pulling back from any Russian residency footprint. Country-level coverage of Russia's crypto regime reflects how thin the legitimate retail surface has become. The compliance squeeze on exchanges. The harder question is what this means for non-EU exchanges that still serve Russian users while listing tokens or maintaining banking relationships in Europe. The EU has shown willingness to sanction specific platforms by name when it views them as systemic conduits, and the new package is expected to expand that list. Centralized venues with European entities or correspondent relationships will need to revisit how they segment Russian flows, especially for stablecoins and high-velocity OTC desks. Self-custody users sit in a different position legally, but exchanges remain the choke point for converting crypto into spendable fiat or back. The escalation tightens that choke point without trying to ban the underlying technology, which is consistent with the EU's broader regulatory style.